Inkyard Press and Harper Audio present 29 Dates by Melissa De La Cruz. Performed by Greta Jung. In Korean culture, there is a common belief that any number that ends in 9, or plus 9, as it's called there, is bad luck and leads to more hardship and problems than usual. Prologue. Date number 29. Name, Kang Dae-hyun. Interests, debate, environmental science, lacrosse, soccer. Accomplishments, soccer team captain, early acceptance to Harvard. Jisoo.
Hey, I'm Jisoo.
Dae-hyun.
I'm Dae-hyun.
Jisoo.
Korean name, but you're born and raised here?
Dae-hyun.
Yep, and you moved from Seoul not that long ago?
Jisoo.
Yeah, my parents decided it would be a good idea for me to become a last-minute international student and sent me across the Pacific to San Francisco. And here we are now.
Dae-hyun.
I'm not even going to try to relate. I can't imagine moving to a whole new country.
Jisoo.
It hasn't been the easiest, but I've met people along the way who've made it worth it.
Dae-hyun.
This is going to sound silly, but I actually feel a little nervous right now.
Jisoo.
For real? It's like we're just hanging out.
Dae-hyun.
I know, but it's my first son. Even just saying that makes it sound official and formal, and you're making me nervous. I even asked some friends for dating tips.
Jisoo.
And what did they tell you?
Dae-hyun.
That kindness is underrated. And common likes and dislikes are key. Heavy emphasis on the common dislikes. So, you've been on a lot of suns, both here and in Seoul?
Jisoo.
Yeah, but none of them have worked out.
Clearly.
I did meet some cool guys, and I'm actually friends with some of them. But there was never really that chemistry with anyone, you know? I love meeting new people, but I'm kind of over suns. To be honest.
Dae-hyun.
I bet the right guy could be the end of all suns for you. You seem to know what you want.
Jisoo.
What do you want? What are you trying to get out of these suns?
Dae-hyun.
Actually, I have a girlfriend, which might really screw me up in the long run if I keep sneaking out. I'm only going on these dates to appease my mother. She kinda hates my girlfriend.
Jisoo.
Oh, that's too bad. I actually thought this might go somewhere.
Dae-hyun.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Jeez.
Jisoo.
Did you just call me Jeez? I hate nicknames, especially when someone you just met assigns you one.
1. The big red 79% circled at the top of Kim Jisoo's history exam wasn't what worried her. It wasn't the fact that she had actually studied hard. It wasn't Mrs. Han's look of concern that made her anxious either. No, it was the disappointment on her parents' faces that Jisoo could so clearly imagine that made her want to crumple up the exam, crawl under her desk, and curl into a ball. She didn't want to let them down.
So, this is how you're going to start the school year?
Don't you know how important senior year of high school is? How do you plan on getting accepted into a top school here, or any university in America for that matter? Even if you want to move halfway across the world, your grades still have to be strong.
Jisoo could practically hear her parents' endless nagging, their 잔소리. There it was in blood red, mocking her. Only 79%. A solid C+. Couldn't Mrs. Han have bumped her?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?